Well, very happy to have with us now Browns wide receiver Greg Little calling in. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. Just thanks for having me on today.
Always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Greg, the offseason, and I know you guys are in your various spots around the country in most cases, working out, I guess, getting ready. In your case, Miami, Florida, training down there. Give me a sense of what the training regimen has been and where are you working out?
Well, I just chose Miami just because of the weather and, you know, how humid it gets. So, you know, when I get back to Cleveland, my cardio is at a good standpoint. And just from what we do day to day, you know, my agents are very in tuned into, you know, pushing me and wanting me to do better. And, you know, it's just every day, it's just a constant grind every single day.
Yeah, give me a sense of that. So you're talking about cardio and the types of workouts. Like, give me an idea of the timetable of that and the types of exercises you're doing.
Well, it'll vary time to time from agility to speed footwork and just speed strength from just sled pulls and just. You know, 300-yard shuttles to, you know, I mean, it goes on. The list goes on.
Sure.
So, I mean, to get an accurate diagnosis of what I do every day, I don't think like I'm.
We don't have enough time.
You know, yeah, that informed.
But Greg, how about this? Just were there any parts of yourself as far as physically as it related to your performance on the field that you were targeting, you know, that you said at the end of last year or maybe got advised from the Browns that you want to, you know, sort of single out any, be it strength, flexibility, whatever it might be, anything like that that you've been specifically targeting that you didn't maybe know about, obviously, coming in as a rookie last year?
Well, they kind of want me to get my weight down. I played at 230 last year, and they kind of want me under 220, which I'm at right now. I met that goal, and right now that was just to just maintain my speed and my agility throughout the entire game. But you know, I stressed to them as well as I wanted to remain a physical receiver as well, and I think that's kind of one of my advantages.
Yeah, so you're kind of walking that line between trying to drop some weight as prescribed by them to help the quickness speed thing, I would guess, but not lose any strength. You still want to have that power.
Right. And that's you know, we found a common meeting ground, so I think it'll work well for us.
Excellent. We're visiting with Greg Little, wide receiver for the Browns, joining us here on the line from Miami on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So Greg, yours was an interesting rookie season because you came in like all players, but especially rookies who didn't have any indoctrination to the NFL with off-season workouts. So you dealt with that. You're thrown into things literally as camp starts in late July, and you're trying to acclimate yourself that way. And then you really had an accelerated pathway, I guess, to the lineup because your playing time was steadily increasing, and then you moved into a starting role eventually. Talk about how that first year, what it was like for you and what you were dealing with, you know, some of the obstacles, the challenges of trying to, you know, make it and make an impact as an NFL receiver in year one.
Well, it was kind of an unorthodox start because, you know, of the lockout, but I think, you know, this year it'll be so much better to have, you know, a real off season to work with Colt, you know, to have those mini camps, to have those OTAs, you know, to work out together in the off season training, and that's kind of where that camaraderie is built from that kind of relationship. So it'll be really special to see, you know, what our offense can do with a year under our belts and just from, you know, organizationally with coaches, you know, knowing us for a year and knowing how to, you know, get different responses from guys. So I think it'll be really good to see, you know, what we can really do with a regular offseason.
Were there times rookies go through a lot of different things? Were there times where it was a little frustrating, perhaps, because it's all about learning and yet performing? Nobody, on the one hand, they say, oh, he's a rookie, he's got to learn things. But on the other hand, when I say they, I mean it's everybody, right? Fans, media, yeah. Coaches, everybody, personnel people. But the flip side of that, he's also a pro. He's getting paid to do this. The expectation is you got to deliver regardless of your inexperience.
Exactly, man. And I kind of hate those, you know, well, he's a rookie, so let's give him time. I kind of hate that because I'm such a big competitor. And, you know, that's why they pay you the big bucks in this league, to make those plays that sometimes aren't looked at as, you know, makeable. So, I mean, that's pretty much why, you know, I can go out and compete every day in practice and stay after and just try to work to be the best, because, yeah, it is frustrating to lose. Definitely those games that came down to the last drive in the fourth quarter. You know, we won, you know, one or two there, but, I mean, that to win those last drives, maybe we're looking at, you know, a 10-6 team instead of, you know, where we were with just only four wins.
Right, right. And your numbers, I mean, if we break this thing down, you started 12 games total. You played in all 16, and you caught a pass in 15 of those 16 games. I mean, these are notable things for a young guy. You led the team with 61 receptions, 709 yards, two touchdowns. So these are respectable numbers. But I think in that, you know, the catch you had against Arizona, the 76-yard touchdown catch in Week 15 was a highlight, obviously. But certainly from your sake and everyone else's, you want more of that and less of say, those negative moments where, you know, you're dropping the ball or things that were going on that looked like you needed to kind of get your focus there. How did you sort of look at what you accomplished, the numbers, and then the areas that you felt you needed to work on?
Well, yeah, that's what kind of the Browns are wanting me to step into a role of, you know, their number one guy and just, you know, make plays when called on and make the plays that aren't necessarily for me, but turn them into, you know, a first down or a 20-yard gain or a touchdown or whatever.
Right.
I think, you know, just me coming into a comfortability standpoint, that'll help me a lot more with, you know, securing the catch before actually, you know, running, because the game is played at such a high level. You try to do so many things at once, and just concentrating on securing the catch is the biggest aspect of it all.
Oh, sure. Definitely. And that is something that it looked like you were making time to do that. I know after practice, the jugs machine, you were, that is all about investment of time, right, and effort.
For sure. I mean, when you kind of see a flaw in your game, you try to work on that and you try to perfect that, but still not losing sight of, you know, the other things that comes along with that, as well as far as route running and different things like that.
And a lot of people talk about this, and again, it would have been true for you pretty much in any scheme, but the time it takes to really learn the type of scheme that the Browns run, this West Coast attack, and it was true for Colt McCoy to learn it as a quarterback, still more education for him, true for just about everybody. How about for you, the learning process, the learning curve, and where would you say you are with it after 16 games?
Well, yeah, definitely the West Coast has so many variations, so many formations, so many shifts, motions, you know, snap counts, it all. So I wouldn't say it was too much for us, but I would say now we have a good foundation to build off of. I think, you know, from where we left off last year, we have a good point to start from rather than just starting from ground zero last year. And I think it'll be good for us to see where we can take this.
You know that the Browns brought in a new offensive coordinator. Brad Childress comes aboard, the former head coach of the Vikings, and before that he had worked with Coach Shurmur in Philadelphia, as they were both assistant coaches. Your thoughts, just, I don't know how much you know about him, but just your thought on having a different person involved with the offensive planning.
Well, I know Coach Childress is very demanding. And that's kind of what you want to have in an offensive coordinator, quote unquote. So, you know, they often demand perfection, and I want Pat does the same thing as well. So I think to have two guys like that focusing on the offense and them being from the same system and having that great success with Donovan, I think it'll only mean good things for our team.
And are you, as you get close, everybody's a fan, so to speak, of when it comes to the draft, you know, paying attention. Players have a more invested look because they always want to check out, okay, who's being selected at my spot, you know, my position. But you come in last year, and again, high hopes for you to be this guy, the number one guy, but a lot of clamoring from fans, media, that the Browns would focus on offense and possibly bring in more help at that position. How do you look at that?
Well, anytime you look at great teams offensively, they had, you know, two great wide receivers. You know, you look at Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin. You look at Torrey Holton and Isaac Brooks.
Isaac Bruce, yep.
Yeah, Isaac Bruce. You look at, you know, Jerry Rice and T.O.,
right.
You know, it was always a 1-2 punch. You look at in Indianapolis, Marvin Harrison with Reggie Wayne.
Yep.
It was always, you know, a combo. So defenses don't have, you know, one guy to focus on. You can kind of hit him from any different angle.
Well, great stuff, Greg. Really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you when you and all the other players can start getting back up here when the official workouts commence April 16th.
All right. Thanks, bro.
All right. That is Greg Little, wide receiver for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.